good morning.
So, Nick, another week, another revelation. Well, we're a couple of weeks in now from this particular one, actually. And this is the story that Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who was the he was one of the astronauts, who one of the four of Apollo 14, if I'm not rightly mistaken, who is saying, yeah, aliens, they've been around for a long time and he's been in on it all. This information apparently was revealed on a radio show. How true is it? And what's your view on it, really, Nick?
Well, yes, I'm aware of this story. I mean, Edgar Mitchell is an absolute all-American hero. He's revered by the establishment there. He's part of the establishment. I mean, I think I'm right in saying only 12 men have ever walked on the surface of the moon, and he was the sixth man, I think, to do so. Yeah, and the story is exactly as it has been told, and indeed I've heard the original interview that he gave. He's made some fairly provocative statements about this before, but I think his recent ones are the most forthright that I have ever heard him, effectively saying not only are UFOs real, we're being visited by extraterrestrials, but he said some people within the US government know all about this and have been keeping this secret for decades.
If it turns out that is the case, that we do have aliens amongst us, if you like, and obviously they don't seem to be doing an awful lot of bad stuff, why not reveal the information to the public at mass?
I think there are two problems. The first problem is that having denied it so consistently for several decades now, it would raise some very difficult constitutional issues about people's right to the truth and whether administrations, including the current one, had told direct lies. Now, I mean, of course, administrations can get away with saying no comment, and they can get away and frequently do with bending the truth. But if it absolutely turns out to be a complete lie, because there has been total denial about this, of course.
This is coming from NASA and the like.
Yeah, it's coming from NASA, it's coming from the US administration. And if it turns out that some of these organizations have known and have been caught telling direct lies, heads would roll in terms of very powerful people at worst being dismissed or at best for them being dismissed, and at worst actually ending up in jail and facing all sorts of charges, I would think. So that's the first problem, taking this sort of hypothetical question of if it turns out to be true. The second problem is there might be, I mean, one of the reasons suggested for keeping these things secret is the technology. And if one nation, say America, has access to this technology, I that's a pretty strong incentive for not sharing it with other countries and indeed with anyone other than a handful of inner circle people. I mean, obviously, high stakes if you could really get your hands on extraterrestrial technology. So I think those are the two issues.
Yeah. I suppose the argument would be, if you want to defend yourself, would just be to say interests of national security, really, wouldn't it?
Well, yes. And people could say no comment. But I guess on this issue, that would be taken almost as an admission. I mean, there could be no bigger revelation, no sort of single fact, I think, which could emerge, which would have more profound a change on absolutely everything, on our worldview, than to find out for sure that we're not alone. And if together with that revelation we find out that we've been consistently lied to, as I say, I think heads will roll.
Right. Let me just, I mean, I'm looking at the possible reasons for why this man would make this statement. How old is Edgar Mitchell, by the way?
Gosh, I'm not sure. He's
going to be quite advanced in years, though.
I think he must be in his 70s. But I mean, one or two people have tried to, I won't repeat them, but you can imagine the sort of slurs that have turned up on the internet saying he's getting on a bit .. But I think one only has to actually listen to the original interview, and one can probably find it on YouTube or wherever to hear that he's clearly perfectly coherent.
Yeah. So he speaks fluidly. And I mean, is this, as I say, I'm only looking at this, it's not my own personal opinion, but I'm looking at motivation for it. I mean, has the guy got a book coming out? Has he got any kind of financial gain that he could make from such a statement?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't suppose any of the Apollo astronauts are short of a bob or two. And indeed, he's already written a book, an autobiographical book, several years ago. So I don't think that's the answer either. One thing that has been suggested, and it is connected with the idea of getting older, is this idea of if you've got a great secret to tell, you don't want to leave it too long, otherwise it might be too late. And
yeah.
And certainly in relation to some of the people involved in the Roswell incident in 1947, when something, we still don't know what, crashed in the New Mexico desert, there's an awful lot of what you call sort of deathbed testimony that's crept out in the last couple of years
yeah,
from people
yeah.
who said, I want this off my chest before I go.
Mm, yeah. Does he not put his fellow astronauts in a bit of a compromising position? Because, I mean, if he's saying, yes, that they exist, I know they do, it goes without saying that his colleagues would know as well.
Well, you would think that some of them would, but then it's perhaps a little bit more complicated than that, because, I mean, I think... you know, it will depend on his network of political, military, and intelligence community contacts, and
right.
He may have sources that some of his fellow astronauts don't have. So I the astronaut community, although there's only a handful of people who've stepped on the surface of the moon, I mean, when you look at all the shuttle missions and all the other missions, I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of people. So perhaps. Perhaps there is only a small core of people, but it would be interesting. I mean, Neil Armstrong, of course, seldom makes public statements about anything. It would be extremely interesting to see what he had to say.
Yeah, because, I mean, of course, if he was to come out and corroborate the story, then that really puts a completely different perspective on it, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's the establishment has just about managed to kind of get away with this by sort of saying, well, he's entitled to his opinion. But yes, if Neil Armstrong came out and said, yeah, no, it's all true, we know, I think it would be game over for any cover-up that may exist. And I honestly don't know if there is a cover-up in the States. I'm just speaking hypothetically about this.
It's City Talk 105.9. We're joined by Nick Pope, formerly of the MOD, on the phone this morning. I know we're getting into the realms of speculation here. But could I've come across a number of people, ufologists in particular, who say, look, you're being drip-fed the information so that when the big announcement comes, there's going to be an element of, well, tell us something we didn't know. We've thought this for ages. So it's almost like being softened up, if you like.
I've heard that theory, and indeed I've been accused of being part of that process myself, particularly as last month I had an opinion piece article published in the New York Times.
Oh, right.
It's absolutely unheard of for the New York Times to even touch this subject, let alone in a positive way. So there's been that, and of course in May the Ministry of Defense began the process to release its archive of UFO files. That's at the National Archives, and that's going to take place over the next 3 to 4 years. The French government released their files last year, and earlier in the spring the Vatican's chief astronomer made an extraordinary...
I was just going to put this to you. Tell us a little bit about that, please, if you would, Nick.
So, sure. The Vatican have an observatory, so they have a chief astronomer. And he gave an extraordinary interview where he suddenly raised the issue of extraterrestrial life and said that there would be nothing in the existence of extraterrestrial life that was in any way contrary to... Catholic doctrine,
right.
And he said, if anything, it would simply show that God had created a universe with lots of life in it, as opposed to just one place. So, in a sense, he was saying it would enhance the glory of God's universe.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think anyone makes those sorts of statements, particularly in a hierarchical organization like the Catholic Church, without making sure you've got your top cover. So even though it went out under his name, I'm pretty sure that the Pope must have authorised that. And that is very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible that. And in the first place, well, first of all, I've just got to say, I mean, if it, you know, the idea of a statement like that coming out from the Vatican, if you'd have gone back 30, 40 years, God, they'd never, I just can't believe that they would possibly even entertain such a thought. What I do find quite interesting is that the Vatican would possess... a telescope or an observatory anyway?
Well, I think there's a certain degree. I mean, you've touched on it, yeah, in your question. There's always been an uneasy relationship between science and religion. And of course, if you go back a little bit further, people were burnt at the stake for all sorts of beliefs, which now we take as scientific fact. And indeed, even great scientific heroes like Galileo nearly ended up meeting a rather fiery end.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He had all sorts of problems with the church, as did many others. But so there's always been this uneasy relationship between science and religion. I think in the last few years they've tried to bridge that gap. And part of it, if I'm being cynical, is me saying they're just hedging their bets, because any day now something might happen. You know, scientists using radio telescopes might today pick up a signal and say, we have found evidence of life out there. So in a sense, perhaps they're just, thinking ahead and trying to
It's almost like they are positioning themselves to for any eventuality, really, aren't they?
Yeah, because there's a school of thought that says that discovery of extraterrestrial life would undermine world religions. Well, I think the church, the Catholic Church, is probably just being very canny and, as you say, positioning itself so that if that announcement does come, they will be, you know, very much on the, yes, well, we were looking at this, we're ready for this, it's no problem for us.
Yeah, it makes good business sense.
Oh, absolutely, and they're pretty smart.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else is happening in the world of ufology at the moment then, Nick?
Well, the new X-Files movie is out, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, we covered that last week.
Yeah, refocused interest in all of these weird and wonderful subjects.
I've got to ask you, Nick, you know, when you watch the likes of the X-Files and that, being the person that you were working for the Ministry of Defence and that, were there any episodes that you could relate to?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Chris Carter, when he did his research for the series, he delved into real mysteries and conspiracy theories. So particularly in the UFO related episodes, and of course that was a theme that ran through much of it, you know, when you're looking at the craft, when you're looking at the beings, when you're looking at the descriptions of what they do to people, you can say, yeah, well, that's certainly what the UFO community believe.
Right. I mean, it's great stuff. I mean, I got to see a few of the X-Files, and I'm intending to go and see the movies and that. But it's a question I've always wanted to put to you. So obviously, the X-Files is out in that, and they are still releasing the sightings and things like that. That's going to take place over the next few years.
Yes, the British government's UFO files, that's a 3 to 4 year program, and that's hosted, although they're MOD files, they're being sent to the National Archives.
Yeah.
And I think the second batch is going to be coming along fairly soon. It won't be as big a story as the first, which of course was international news when it happened in May, but interesting stuff nonetheless.
Yeah. You mentioned, just before we finish here, Nick, you mentioned that other countries, like France, for example, they are releasing files as well. Would there be any particular country around the world would you be thinking, hey, when they release their files, that's going to be interesting? And the most obvious one being America, I would imagine. But is there any other countries, perhaps European countries, that may have some interesting stuff on file?
Well, I know that the Italians have had some interesting cases over the years. The Americans, incidentally, say, well, we have released our files. Conspiracy theorists say, no, you must have some other ones. Some Soviet material has come out, but it's so difficult, not least because of translation issues and the fact that there are a lot of people out there, perhaps, you know, thinking I'll make a quick buck or two off Western ufologists. It's difficult to separate fact from fiction sometimes.
Yeah. And just to finish off with then, Nick, what's a good resource if people want to keep abreast of announcements and sightings, information related to this particular subject? Is there anything or any area that you would recommend to go if you want to find information out?
I think there's an American organisation. Just Google Coalition for Freedom of Information. There's a lot of In a field where there's a lot of second and third hand testimony, you'll find first hand witness accounts from people with verifiable backgrounds in government, military and the aviation community. So Coalition for Freedom of Information.
Nick, it's always good to speak to you. And who knows, maybe next time the aliens will have landed and they'll be on the lawn of the White House. That'll make for an interesting story, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I'll happily come on the show and we can talk about that.
Assuming you've not been taken up before then.
Yeah.
Nick Pope, thank you very much for joining us on City Talk this morning.
Thank you.